Chapter 8, A Bad Horoscope. Robert's sister Gabby had an elderly mother-in-law. She lived with Gabby and her husband. And this grandmother had two passions. She totally believed in horoscopes and loved her old sofa. She was given this sofa as a gift 50 years ago on her wedding. The granny was 16 years old then. And now this old sofa creaked badly and broke down all the time. Of course, nobody liked it. And then Gabby and her husband decided to move to a new house. Gabby did not want to carry there this ugly old sofa. "One cannot even sit on it," Gabby tried to persuade her mother-in-law. "Let's buy you a great new sofa instead." But the granny absolutely refused to throw it away.
"No, never. I'll call the repairman this Monday," the granny said resolutely. "And the sofa will be as good as new. People could do things of such high quality back then. And it was written in today's horoscope that I should not throw away anything."
Then an idea occurred to Gabby. She decided to combat one of her mother-in-law's passions with another. Gabby had a friend who worked in the newspaper. Her granny bought that newspaper with the horoscopes. Gabby persuaded her friend to change her granny's horoscope for Monday.
"All right, so what should we write then?" he asked Gabby. Gabby had already thought out a text.
"Today's plan will fail. Forget about your today's intentions. It is better to make a gift to anyone. Throw away unnecessary things," Gabby dictated. Her friend wrote everything down and promised to publish the text. Monday came. Granny read her horoscope in the newspaper as usual, and it puzzled her a little bit. Gabby noticed it when she was preparing to go for work. She hoped very much that this would work. In the evening, Gabby and her husband came home feeling hopeful. It would be great if the old broken sofa finally disappeared. They came home and saw the old sofa and a very upset granny.
"What happened? Why are you so sad?" Gabby's husband asked the granny.
"This morning I bought a lottery ticket," she said. "But then I read the horoscope for today. It said that it was an unfortunate day, and I gave the lottery ticket to our neighbor. And just think of it, she just won $50,000,
the granny said. Gabby and her husband looked at each other with surprise and frustration. "We were so unlucky with this horoscope."
"Do not worry so much," the granny told them. "I already bought another ticket. And by the way, the repairman picks my sofa. So now I'm ready to move."